Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, best-selling author of the books One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. I'm a relationship coach, a public speaker, and I'm the mom of two of the most kick-ass teenage boys around. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit slice of reality for anyone curious about what it looks like to get divorced. On Doing Divorce Right, we'll give you the tools you'll need to navigate your relationships, whether you're contemplating divorce or have already signed the papers. We'll figure it out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Divorce Right podcast. Hey, welcome to Doing Divorce Right or Avoiding It Altogether. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz. I'm your host every Tuesday. And today I'm solo in the studio, just me, all alone by myself. And I sometimes do solo episodes because I find a topic that is completely okay for just me to talk about by myself. I don't need a guest. I don't want a guest. I just want to rant and talk and be by myself. So today it's just me. And I will tell you my topic in a second. But first I want to do a little business. I want to say hi, good morning. It's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. So first let's talk about a little business. Let's see. First of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for always coming back every Tuesday and downloading Doing Divorce Right podcast. It's been the craziest 50 episodes. It's been so fun and so, oh my gosh, like just crazy overwhelming. I can't believe I'm almost at 25,000 downloads already. It's just, it's insane. And I just thought that maybe today I would start by reading a couple reviews that I have on iTunes. And I don't know, I thought this was kind of cool. I have 41 ratings, and I didn't even realize I had them. So I thought that I'd read a couple that were kind of cool, kind of really cool. Let's see. Here's the one that I think is really neat. It says, entertaining education. It says, this podcast really helped answer some scary questions and concerns I had about my impending divorce. I only wish the host this is my favorite. I only wish the host would make it less about herself and let the guests speak more. Highly recommend it to everyone. So you know what? There's no guest today. So I don't have to let the guest speak more, but I thought that was a good, actually a good review. And I appreciated it a lot because it's the only actually negative review I ever really got. I don't think it's negative. I think it's constructive. I need constructive criticism because, you know, everybody needs help. And I'm new at podcasting and I think it's important that people tell me what they think and I appreciate it. So I think since I read that, it was on March 31st. And I think since I've read that, I've been a lot better and letting the guests actually talk more about themselves. And I think it's important because my guests have a lot of really good information. So I want them to share it. So that's first. Here's another one that I really liked. Jennifer tackles this tough and extremely relevant topic in a way that is fun, informative, and approachable. And I recommend this for anyone dealing with a divorce or anyone who just wants to listen to a great show that is well done, start to finish. I mean, how great is that? I mean, that's really super nice. And I appreciated that one. Here's another really good one. Not only does Jen do divorce right, she's super funny and very real. Her guests are always awesome and insightful. Her topics are always relevant to anyone in a relationship. I never miss an episode. Oh my God. It's like so awesome. I just really think that's like super, super cool. Thank you to everybody who rates and writes reviews because I think that's super, really cool. I don't know. It's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I thought I'd start today by doing that. And I don't know. I thought that was neat. So thank you and keep doing and keep listening and all that good stuff. And that's the first little bit of business that I want to share. Second bit of business, I got some really great news today. I decided to make, I know every time that I end a podcast, I say three words, peace, love, and truth, which I think are really important. Peace, one, because I think everybody should be peaceful and peace is important. And love, just love each other, love yourself, self-care, self-love, love. And then truth. Truth is really important to me. I feel like you need to be truthful to others, truthful to yourself, be truth. Truth is important. So peace, love, and truth. And I've decided to make hats and t-shirts and tank tops that say peace, love, truth with a really super cool kind of up-to-date logo that I think is really neat. And I'll be having those on sale on my website on jenniferhurwitz.com and also on Facebook and Instagram. And I decided that because I like to give back to the community, here in Charlotte and around the country, and I think it's important to give back and do something philanthropic, I've decided to give 10% of the proceeds from my t-shirts and my swag to a charity, a foundation. And I was kind of thinking of one that would be really kind of important to me. And I don't know, I did a lot of thinking and I decided to choose the Isabella Santos Foundation. And it was a really easy choice for me. I have a really dear close friend who's close to me, and her daughter, thank God, is okay, but she was had a rare form of cancer when she was younger. And Isabella Santos Foundation is it's a pediatric foundation for pediatric cancer, kids, rare forms of cancer. And Erin Santos, who's amazing woman. She's a mom who started this foundation after her daughter Isabella did not survive her fight with cancer. It makes me very sad. And so I decided to give 10% of the proceeds to the Isabella Santos Foundation here in Charlotte. And I'm just happy about that. It warms my heart and makes me feel good. And that's it. And the coolest thing also, which is kind of fun, is that my boys actually decided that they're going to, actually Zach, more than Jonah, is going to be my project manager. So they've helped me do the logo and they helped me pick out the hats and they helped me pick out the cool t-shirts and the design and they helped me with all that good stuff. And they're going to help me with the website and sending you all your products. And we picked out a sticker to go on the hat brim and the labels and all that good stuff. So I'm super excited about this whole process and endeavor. And I hope that you guys will think it's cool too, and everyone will buy their swag. And I'll be giving out some stuff when I'm doing my public speaking around the country. I'll have some cool stuff to give away. And I don't know, I think it's kind of cool. So that's that. So you can find your swag, your peace, love, and truth, Jennifer Hurvitz swag, anywhere that you find me, but mostly on jenniferhurvitz.com, Facebook, Instagram, all the good stuff. So yay. Oh, that's that. So that's that. Let's see. I've got the swag. I've got the Isabella Santos Foundation, which, and by the way, if you don't buy a shirt or a hat, that's okay. You can still give to this amazing foundation, please. They can use all the money that they can get, obviously, to fight this, to fight the cancer and find research and make children's dreams come true when they're fighting cancer. It makes me sad. Anyway, so that's that. Okay. And moving on. The next thing, reviews. If you guys feel like reviewing or rating my podcast or my book, I don't know if you guys realize how important reviews and ratings are to us podcasters and authors and writers out there. They're so, so important and they mean the world to us. I can't thank you enough for doing it. So for those of you who have taken the time to review and rate the podcast or my book, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, I love you. Thank you so much. And please keep doing it. And any author that you know, just if you want to review their book or rate it or give it a shout out, you have no idea. It just means the world to them. Also, you could buy it, but doing that is just a really, really good thing. So that's that. Rate, review, and recommend it and share it. You can share stuff on Facebook, all that good stuff. So I've got all the business out of the way. And I'm going to tell you my topic for today. I'm going to tell you is a good one. And this is what happened. So I've decided to kind of mush together my pages on Facebook, trying to make my profile, my public profile, and my public profile, my business profile, and my personal profile on Facebook. I'm trying to make it one profile, make it easier for everybody to find me, Jennifer Hurvitz Biz. And so I started asking questions on Facebook on my business page, like, relationship type questions. So this morning I put a question up on Facebook and it has gone berserk crazy. And it's gotten like almost, for me, this is a lot, like 100 comments since this morning, and about 1,000 people have looked at it. And I asked my Facebook audience, is it okay to have sex on the first date? I don't know. The question is again, is it okay to have sex on the first date? And I started off the day by saying simply that, I think that basically it's okay. I think it's okay to have sex on the first date as long as you know that some men, women, if you're going to put out on the first date, they may not call you again, because they just don't think that highly of you, which, it's like such a double standard, because I think if men have sex on the first date, we don't care. But here's the deal. So I get all these really crazy comments. And here's the thing about it. I have no problem. If your chemistry is crazy and you feel like having sex on the first date, women, own it. Own it and do it and just rock it out and have sex on the first date. Be safe about it. But just know that you know, the consequences are such that it may not turn into anything. You know, he may think that you are not, you know, whatever his moral values are, he may think that you're not worth taking on a second date. And if he does, that's his damn problem. But I also know here, looking at my Facebook wall right now, that there are lots of people that think that it's absolutely fine. And actually people have gotten married to the people they've had sex with on a first date. So here's some comments. I think it depends on how long you have known each other before the first formal date. That's someone said that, meaning that, like, let's say you've been talking on Facebook, or not Facebook, like you met on Match and you talked for a few weeks and you got to know each other on Match, and then you went on the first date and it was hot and heavy and you had sex. I think that's different than just like meeting at a bar. You know what I mean? And like, and then having sex. Maybe that's what he means. Actually, let's see. He said, you've known and liked each other for a while, and one of you finally takes a chance to take things to the next level by asking each other out. Oh, okay. I get it. Okay. I get it. And then someone else said this. I don't understand when a woman says she never, in quotes, has sex in the first date and has some arbitrary number of dates before she will have sex, like sex is okay on the third date, right? Is there a difference between date one or date four or date five? The reality is it is 100% about chemistry. This is what someone wrote. If you are honest and deliberate with your intentions and don't treat your potential partner like they are cheap, it can be super fun. It's only sex, and it's not some life-altering event unless you get AIDS. And please don't get AIDS. I loved that. I thought that was a great comment. And I think that guy's right. I think that, like, sex is sex. And if you treat it as just like a good time and you don't have expectations, I agree. I don't think you're going to get hurt. Here's another comment. Okay, ready for this one? This is from a guy. I say yes, have sex on the first date, but I'm a guy. I hear so many women tie self-worth to sex. Can someone help me see how a first date culinary indulgence, in quotes, I mean, sorry, parentheses, clearly less healthy than sex, is okay, but a first date sexual indulgence is damaging? Meaning that they can eat something indulgent, but they can't have sex, like a big piece of chocolate cake. That's another guy wrote. Jennifer Hurwitz, I know a lot of people who are still together after sex on the first date. Two of my friends are still married to people they slept with on a first date, not always a future killer. All right. I love this. Okay, now how about this one? This is from a girl. A woman said, laugh my ass off. Maybe she will never call him again. Oh, the tables are turned. But I say as an adult, if you want to do it, do it. Be safe. And I don't care what people think of what it means. It just means two people were attracted to one another and wanted to have sex. Sometimes it doesn't have to mean more than that. Totally agree. I agree with that. You know? And this is one of my favorite lines of all. Here's my motto. Never sleep with the good ones on a first date. I loved that. Never sleep with the good ones on the first date. I'm going to use that from now on. I think this is good stuff. You know what? And I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I think it's a fine line. Okay. And I agree. Someone else said they agreed with me. It's a very fine line. This person said, honestly, I say no. However, it was the situation with my current boyfriend. For some reason, it felt okay to do it at that time. And he texted me when I got home that night, and we've been together ever since. But she said no. She said she would not have sex on the first date, but she did with her boyfriend, and they've been together for a year and a half. So she has no concrete answer. There we go. I got to tell you, this has been fun. This Facebook wall thing has just really been super fun for me. And the talking about sex on a first date has been super fun. So it is what it is. I think that you just do what feels right and you have no expectations. And I don't think people should judge each other. That's my big thing here. I think judgment is a really crazy thing. I think that when you judge each other, it gets nasty and it gets mean. I don't think you should pass judgment. I think you should do what you want to do and own it and have your truth and feel your truth and be authentic about how you're feeling and maybe have a conversation too. You know, maybe you say before dinner comes to the table, or if you're feeling it and you want to talk about it, look, you know what? I like you. I'm attracted to you. I think we're going to have sex tonight. And look, if you don't call me, I'm going to be hurt. Now pass the salt. There you go. Pass the salt. I'm going to be hurt if you don't call me, and I'm not going to have sex with you if you don't call me. And who knows? He doesn't call you, you know why. There you go. And he wasn't the guy for you. Look, if you have sex on the first date and the guy doesn't call you the next day, what a schmuck. You know what? He's not the guy for you, girls. You want to be with the guy who doesn't call you after you have sex? Then fuck him. That's what I have to say. You know what? Fuck him. And vice versa, girls. Guys, if you are going to be that kind of guy where you have sex with the girl on the first date and you don't call her, what does that say about you? Ugh, that's a big ugh for me. Ugh. And girls, if you want to have sex with someone on the first date and you don't want to call him, you know what? I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe that's not nice for you to do either. Maybe you don't have sex with the guy on the first date if you know you don't like him, unless you really just want to have sex. And then you tell him, look, I'm going to use you. I don't know. This whole thing is a mess. Just an absolute mess. That's how I feel. Now, have I had sex on a first date? Absolutely. I mean, raise your hand. Has anyone not had sex on a first date? Raise your hand if you've never had sex on a first date. I want you to call me because I think you're lying. I think everyone in the world has probably had sex on a first date in their lifetime. I don't know. Who should poll that? Who wants to poll it? Yeah. Just be careful, everybody. Be careful what you're doing. And that's all I have to say. So that's my rant today about having sex on a first date. And that's how I feel. I'm sticking to it. And that's it. So that's my little Facebook, my Facebook page rant. And this is, doing Divorce Right podcast. And I've had a great time. This has been fun. My solo episode. Once again, my swag is coming soon. My peace, love, and truth swag. And I'm thrilled about it. You can find me everywhere here. You know where to find me, on www.jenniferhurvitz.com. Again, the name of my book that's out right now is Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, A Divorce Coach's Guide to Staying Married. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it at any bookstore you walk into. If they don't have it, you can order it. Have it delivered right to your house. So that's it. Hope everybody has a fabulous Tuesday. Thank you for listening. Always, always, always. And please rate, recommend, share, and review. Peace, love, and as always, truth. Thanks for listening to Doing Divorce Right. If you enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, recommend, rate, and review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Want to keep the podcast going? Support us by going to www.jenniferhurvitz.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.